Hi everyone, you are listening to Oroville News from Oroville for Oroville and for the outside as well, I think. Today is Monday, 4th of April, and here in Oroville is mostly cloudy morning on 27 degrees Celsius. We can expect today sunny to partly cloudy and partly cloudy over the night, with temperatures from a low of 26 to high of 35, with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. As much as we'll see sun, it will be again blazing extremely on maximum ultraviolet index 11. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Morning's waning crescent illuminated on 13%. Resident Assembly Service reminds us that voting time is here. Since this month, the community is being asked to vote yes or no to two things: approved the new FMC mandate or proposed new entry policy. For the new entry policy, we will be able to say yes or no, or separately to five separate sections of the policy. This means that we will be able to specify which section we agree with and which we don't. Online voting runs for 13 days and starts at 9 a.m., actually already started on 2nd of April, and ends at 5 p.m. at April 14. Paper voting will run daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over 2 days, at 15 at Aspiration and 16 at Solar Kitchen. For more information, as always, our ever-loving Resident Assembly Service will be on hand to assist, explain, clarify, massage, whatever you need to better understand the issues and the process. The only thing they cannot do is to tell you what to vote. That is up to us. But they're asking us not to hesitate to contact them by the phone 948-6623-749 or mail them russervice@arvel.org in if we have any questions about the issues, the process, or if we'd just like to chat. Otherwise, today at Savitri Bhavan will be a special performance to celebrate the 106th anniversary of Sri Aurobindo's arrival in Pondicherry. Silence is All, a poem by Sri Aurobindo, will be performed in mime by Drupad along with the students of Deepanam School at 7:30 p.m. at the amphitheater of Savitri Bhavan. And from today, mandala and meditation at Sankalpa are then asking us to join them for a simple collective mandala creation with flowers, a brief reading from Savitri and meditation. They're asking you to bring your enthusiasm and any flowers collected on the way to their new art center for this unifying and creative experience. That mandala making and meditation will be going on every day from Monday to Friday from 7:15 to 8:15 a.m. with Annabelle, Sankalpa volunteer. Sankalpa Art Center is located in International Zone, just behind the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. Today at 5:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra Center for Arts in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, they will inaugurate Rainbow Tree exhibition by Nurten Suzeri from Turkey. The learning community would like to invite us to their open house on Thursday, 8th of April at TLC Base Camp, opposite of Dharma Community. We can join them between 2 and 6 p.m. for exhibits, games and various theme stalls. We can visit the Dewdrop-in tea stall and enjoy a refreshment prepared by the kids. And they are looking forward to see us there. Otherwise, Adi Shakti is delighted to let us know that starting tomorrow, 5th of April, they will commemorate Vinapani's birthday, and they are conducting the second edition of Remembering Vinapani, a month-long weekend festival until 1st of May 2016. This festival is special as it has been made possible by the generosity of their performing friends and well-wishers. It will be held at their campus, Adi Shakti, a self-sustained space where guests could come to watch lineup performances, could also stay on campus for as long they would like to, depending on their preferences of shows and convenience. So tomorrow at 6 p.m., 5th of April, we will see Malviki's Ramayaman, the birth of Sita, inauguration of mural art by Malavika PC from Pondicherry. On Saturday, we will see Nidravatam, a play by Nimi Raphael, at Adi Shakti in Pondicherry, at 7:30 p.m. On Sunday, at 7:30 p.m., we will see Notes on Chai played by Jyoti Dogra from Mumbai. Vladimir Atenko informs us on Vedic studies online, duration of 6 months, and the course starts 1st of June. It consists of 30 lessons, including studies of the text of the Upanishads and the Rig Veda, video and audio recording and presentation of the Vedic vision, Vedic and Vedanic paradigm, and other presentation of the faculties of the consciousness, etc. Studies of mantras and chanting styles, online text, charts, docs and PDFs, and etc. The students will also learn to chant in different styles of Rig Veda and Taittiriya, as well as reconstruct the poetic text into a proper poetic meter. At the end of this course, the students will be able to understand the major concept of the Upanishads and the Vedas and to chant Vedic hymns and the Upanishads. The requirements are online connection, computer, headset, and a commitment to study and to follow the instruction. All their study materials will be available online, universityforhumanunity.org/index.php, and will be recorded and posted online for the students to follow. They shall meet online once a week. 2 hours is expected from the students to spend on a weekly basis memorizing mantras, reading study materials, and etc. The assessment is done by the teacher and the students during the studies, conversation, and chanting together. To enroll to the Vedic Studies course, please write a brief statement of interest and a short bio to vlad@orville.org. And from 32 Sports Grounds comes an announcement on April 17, 10 kilometers barefoot run in the Oroville Forest. As the saying, running barefoot offers a feeling of freedom and communion with nature. On the forest trails of Oroville, runners experience an even stronger, blissful feeling. The race will start and finish in Certitude and will take you along many small, soft paths of the Oroville Forest, mostly avoiding tarmac and rough patches. And since this is a barefoot race, no shoes, not even five-finger shoes, chappals or socks. But however, we should be aware that barefoot running uses different muscles from regular running with shoes and that we should practice beforehand. Our villagers can register it by sending mail to eric.courage@gmail.com or frederick@orville.org or fgatier@orville.org, and there's no registration fee. And the race is open to anybody about 10 years old. Aravillians, Ashramites, Pondi, and China friends, Aravillians, or guests, volunteers, whoever. And another one from Certitude, for those who might be interested in learning badminton, Palani and Bharati informs us about badminton classes starting the first week of April on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. at Certitude Badminton Court. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today, there was screened Indian History Romance by Jayira Mastani, made in India 2015 by Dirksen Sanjani Lila Panchanali. Tomorrow we will see Potpourri within Turkish drama, Three Monkeys, made in Turkey in 2008 by Dirktenur Bleach Ceylan. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Listen to Me Marlon, made in UK in 2015 by Director Stephen Riley. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The divine gives itself to those who give themselves without reserve and in all their parts to the divine. From them, the calm, the light, the power, the bliss, the freedom, the wideness, the heights of knowledge, the seas of Ananda." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.radio.org.